Sayyidina Abu Quhafa, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, whose given name was Uthman, hailed from the esteemed Banu Taym clan of the Quraysh tribe in Mecca. He was the father of Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the first caliph of Islam and a close companion of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Despite his son's early conversion to Islam, Abu Quhafa remained a non-Muslim for many years. It wasn't until the peaceful conquest of Mecca that he embraced Islam. Due to his advanced age and impaired vision, his son, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, led him by hand to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Upon seeing them, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam remarked, "Why did you not leave the old man at home so that I could come to him?" Abu Bakr replied, "O Messenger of Allah, it is more appropriate that he comes to you." The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam then seated Abu Quhafa beside him and invited him to accept Islam, which he did willingly. After embracing Islam, Abu Quhafa radiallahu ta'ala anhu lived for a few more years. He passed away in Mecca in the 14th year after Hijrah at the age of 97. His death occurred shortly after the passing of his son, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who passed away in Medina. The life of Sayyidina Abu Quhafa radiallahu ta'ala anhu serves as a testament to the enduring nature of faith and the profound impact of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's message. His late acceptance of Islam highlights the mercy and inclusivity of the Islamic faith, which welcomes believers at all stages of life.